This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian McNeil of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, he joins me on the program with some news that you broke today, Brian, at the Daily Progress online, dailyprogress.com, that one of Oliver Kuttner's, the Edison 2 team, in the XPRIZE competition, one of his cars has been disqualified. What are the details?
Okay, so this is the on-track testing for the XPRIZE is now finished, and is sort of mixed news for Edison 2 because two of their cars did pass through no problems, and they're on for the big $5 million prize. However, they had a third car, which is a two-seat version that was competing in the alternative class of the competition, and they had to meet some safety testing, acceleration, braking, and sort of like an accident avoidance maneuver. And as the car was going out to the starting line on the acceleration test, it basically suffered this catastrophic software failure and the engine blew.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's actually it's a computer program that they use. It's called a launch control software. And what it does is it basically revs the engine up to the precise level to get it to go from 0 to 60 as quickly as possible. It's kind of like an automated process to get your car going very quickly off the line. But something happened, it was some kind of glitch, and took the car out. And so they couldn't do the test and were therefore knocked out of the competition. And so David Brown, who's on the Charlottesville City Councilor and is the Director of Communications for the team, he called it a potentially $2.5 million software error.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So we're talking with Brian McNeil of the Charlottesville Daily Progress. He's the top reporter covering the XPRIZE competition. Edison 2, the team from Charlottesville led by Charlottesville entrepreneur and developer Oliver Kuttner, has had three cars, right, Brian? Three cars, and there's three like levels or areas of competition, is that
right?
Yeah,
there's three categories. There's the mainstream, which is for four-seat cars that have to go for at least 200 miles without refueling, and they have to get over 100 miles per gallon of fuel. And Edison 2's two mainstream cars, they're the only ones that are left in that competition. So if anybody wins it, they will. Then there's also two alternative class categories, which is they're both two-seat versions, and they have to only go 100 miles in range. They also have to exceed 100 miles per gallon, but there's one class is for tandem seating vehicles, like one in the front, one in the back, and the other is for side-by-side seating. And so now that Edison 2's alternative class car is out, a Swiss team that have made these really cool-looking, basically motorcycles that are enclosed, they have two electric versions of that, and they're the only ones that are competing in the tandem class. And there's like five cars that are in the side-by-side class at this point.
So Edison 2, Oliver Kuttner's team, is still in the running for the grand prize, right?
Yes. Yeah, for the mainstream, which is the toughest requirements and is definitely the big top marquee event. They are the only team that is still in the hunt.
Yeah. Now remind us again of the time frame when we can expect some type of announcement.
So now that the on-track testing stuff is done, they basically have a few more tests later this week at the Chrysler Proving Grounds in Michigan, and then after that they go into validation testing at the Argonne National Laboratory in Chicago. That's all kind of closed to the public, but those results will be factored in. It's making sure that yes, they are getting over 100 miles per gallon. And then in mid-September, they will do an announcement in D.C. that will announce whether or not Edison 2 met those requirements and won the XPRIZE or not.
Mid-September is right around the corner, really. I mean, just a few weeks,
yeah.
6 weeks, it's this is 7 weeks away. It's that's a big deal. So $5 million potential prize for the mainstream competition, the four-seater?
That's right.
Wow. Gosh. No. I don't want to disparage the other teams, but the fact that Oliver Kuttner's team has done so incredibly well, were they the only ones that took this like super seriously, or were there, what happened?
No, I think everybody took it really seriously. I think that when the demands of that category, that it's particularly the requirement that the car has to be able to go 200 miles in range. It's just you get into the problem of physics and the physical limitations of what a car can actually do, because and the only way they were able to do it was by combining having their car be very lightweight, it's less than 800 pounds, and having it like extremely aerodynamic. Most of the other cars that they were competing against were electric vehicles, and the problem with that is that you've got to have batteries. Batteries are extremely heavy, and so they were just petering out before they could make it that required 200-mile range.
So Kuttner's strategy was obviously the winning strategy here.
Yeah, it was. And it's interesting, too, because a lot of people were skeptical of the idea at first. Most other people were betting on electrics, and Kuttner all along said, no, you know, this is the math. This is how the math works. They originally, from what I understand, were planning to do an electric car, but they found out as they were testing and running through the numbers that they just couldn't make the math work.
Yeah.
And so they moved to this very light car model, which is what they've ended up with.
We're talking with Brian McNeil of the Charlottesville Daily Progress, who has been following the XPRIZE competition, international competition, to build a car that gets 100 miles to the gallon, and it looks like Oliver Kuttner's team from Charlottesville is going to run away with this thing. Did the knowledge of the math and the winning strategy, from what you know, hanging out with these guys, Brian, did it come from Oliver or one of the guys on his team? Did he hire a mathematician, or how did he do this?
Oliver is definitely a big part of it. He's got they're all very smart people. They, most of them, including Oliver, come out of the professional racing industry. His director of design, I think, is a guy named Ron Mathis, who is the former head of, I think, BMW Racing. They're all these really accomplished auto engineers, auto racers. So Kuttner calls it his dream team,
yeah.
And I think that it's definitely a collaborative effort. And he's the first one to point that out.
Brian McNeil, you can follow his in-depth coverage. It's the best if you want to know what's going on at the XPRIZE at dailyprogress.com. Brian, stay in touch and get
sure.
in touch when you have another update when this thing goes to the next level.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. There's Brian McNeil at the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Been doing some absolutely terrific reporting on the XPRIZE and following very closely the Edison 2 team led by Oliver Kuttner here from Charlottesville, which appears to have created a car that we or our children or our children's children may indeed be driving one day. Absolutely amazing.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.